And I believe I have with me Rabbi Galperin.
Good morning, Elah.
Good morning, Rabbi. How are you?
Thank God, Baruch Hashem. And how are you?
I am good. I am good. So
wonderful.
Yeah. So Hanukkah.
Hanukkah is coming up very, very soon.
Yeah.
Before we even know it. Sunday night is the first night of Hanukkah. And, you know, most people, regardless of your status of observant, non-observant, religious, non-religious, it doesn't make a difference. 90% of the Jews, or maybe more, even higher, are going to celebrate Hanukkah. Why? And the reason is, I think, because it's the holiday of light. It brings people together. It brings family together. It shows, you know, that with all this darkness in the world, which we'll talk about, we can add the light into the world. We can add something more special. So, as everyone knows, Hanukkah is a Jewish 8-day wintertime festival of light, celebrated every night with the menorah lighting and with the blessings, and obviously everyone's favorite, the fried food. And I think one of the important things is on Hanukkah, you should not take your cholesterol level.
No.
And don't take any readings on that, because it's going to give you false readings. If you're eating so much lattes and donuts, there you go. So what is Hanukkah? Hanukkah happened in the 2nd century BC in the Holy Land, which was ruled by the Syrian Greeks. And they tried to force the people of Israel to accept Greek culture and their beliefs instead of mitzvah observance and belief in God. And we're not going to go into the whole story because we've done that many, many times. However, against all odds, a small band of faithful but poorly armed Jews, led by Judah the Maccabee, defeated one of the mightiest armies on earth. And he drove the Greeks from the land, reclaimed the Holy Temple in Jerusalem, and rededicated it to the service of God. Now, for them to rededicate for the service of God, it took them time. Because the menorah, the candelabra, that was in the Beis Hamikdash in the Holy Temple, was lit every night, way before Hanukkah. Nothing to do with Hanukkah. However, the oil that was used was oil specifically used that was pure. What does it mean, pure? Is that when you squeeze an olive, the first one or two or three drops that come out of the olive, those are pure drops. Everything else afterwards aren't pure anymore. They have, you know, the blackness already starts to come in, or the greenness, or whatever it is. It's not a pure olive. So, you can imagine to light the menorah every day, all of it, with those little amounts, they had to squeeze and squeeze and squeeze. So they would squeeze and squeeze and squeeze and put them away and seal them with the high priest. So there was no lack of oil, because they could import Greek oil, they could import whatever they wanted. There was no lack of oil. The miracle was, and why they worked so hard to find, was they needed that pure, small little jug of oil. And they found it. They were planning on lighting the menorah, because there was enough there to light one branch. They were planning to light it one night, and that's it. Until they're going to now start preparing, at least for the dedication of the Beis HaMikdash. Now they have one they can light, and now they'll start working harder to create more oil. And the miracle happened, and it lasted for it. Now, to commemorate all of this, the sages instituted the Festival of Hanukkah to publicize these miracles, to publicize the light. So how is Hanukkah observed? Hanukkah is observed with special blessing. A menorah is lit in every household. You put it either, depending on your custom, either by the window. We don't hide the menorah. We don't put it in our kitchen and say, well, we're lighting it. No, we spread the light out to everyone.
Yeah.
We put it in the in the window. We put it opposite in the doorpost, opposite your mezuzah, so that you are surrounded by miracles. Not by blessings, sorry. You have the mezuzah and you have the menorah. So, and there's many other customs we'll talk about in a minute. Now, as we said, obviously Hanukkah is the festival of light, the miracle, so on and so forth. I think it's really a timely and reassuring message, this whole story of Hanukkah. Especially for the forces of darkness that are ever so present today. Anti-Semitism, hate, bigotry, so on and so forth. The danger does not come exclusively from the outside. It also sometimes comes from very close to home, where we, you know, we don't honor the values and the principles that are the foundation of who we are. But nevertheless, darkness is not chased away by brooms and by sticks, but darkness is chased away by the illumination. As our sages, the Rabbanan, say, a little light expels a lot of darkness. So, the Hanukkah light remind us in a most obvious way that the illumination, and it's not other people, it's not the outside world that's going to illuminate the world, begins at home, with ourselves, with our family, by increasing and intensifying the light of Torah and the mitzvot in every day. And even Hanukkah light, if you look at it, we don't light it 8, 7, 6, 5. We light 1, 2, 3, 4. We want to increase. We want to do it. Now, although it begins at home, it doesn't stop there. Because the nature of light is that when one kindles the light from inside, it is going to go as well, and it's going to be outside. So, if you look, what is true of the individual is really true of a nation. The nation that we live in, the country that we live in Canada, or any other place, that God has blessed it with material, riches, spiritual, and it's our duty to promote the forces of light, not only at home, but away, everywhere. And that is the whole concept of, we don't keep Hanukkah to ourselves. We don't keep the miracle and the lights all to ourselves. We go out. We light the menorah in public. We put menorahs in public to show that the world needs light. You don't need, excuse me, you don't need to be Jewish to spread light. Every person has that ability, capability, and potential to spread the light, to remove the darkness. Especially, you know, with everything that's going on in the world. What happened a few weeks ago in Jersey City, what goes on here, it goes in there, everywhere. Light, and that's the message of Hanukkah, is bringing light to the world. But how do we bring light to the world if we don't have the light at home? And that's the beauty and the story of Hanukkah. You light the menorah at home. You invite friends to your home. You invite other people. And let them experience. Go out. Spread the light. You're not, for example, as in preaching. You go out and preach to everyone and force everyone. No. They will see when you're increasing in light. They want to be. People don't want to be around darkness. People want to be around light. I think that is such an important message that we can learn from Hanukkah. And obviously, there's the famous Hanukkah foods that we eat. We eat the latkes, which is the potato pancake, fried in oil. And you eat the donut, also fried in oil. And this is all representation of the miracle that happened with us in the time of Hanukkah with the oil. And one of the things that the kids love to do is playing the dreidel. Why do we play the dreidel? And the dreidel is what happened in the time of the Greeks when they would come in, and the kids were learning on the ground, wherever they were learning the Torah, which they were not allowed to do.
Yeah.
And what happened? They would play dreidel. And when they would play dreidel, the Greeks would come and say, well, hey, what are you doing?
Playing.
And we're not doing anything. We're playing dreidel. Would you like to join us? And I think even more of a deeper thing, how often do we have as parents to just sit and play with our kids? We're so busy with life. We're so busy with jobs. I'm of the opinion, you know, every night we need to make time. But if you cannot, I mean, it's Hanukkah time. Spend a few minutes. Play dreidel with your kids. Connect with them. And the other idea is we give Hanukkah guilt. We give some Hanukkah money. Why? Just the Christmas thing that we give presents? What's the reason we do this? And Hanukkah guilt, Hanukkah money that we give is, it's an educational. We're giving them the happiness of Hanukkah, but also that they should learn and be taught, how do you give charity? So I gave my son or my child $10, okay, 10% of that you give to charity. You train them now that later on in life, when they're making big money and they want to be able to, it's not a burden for them. To give charity is a beautiful thing. And that is the whole story of Hanukkah, is that it dispels darkness. It brings out all the light. And I think that is a beautiful, universal message that can be used and we can apply to our single daily life every single day. And that is the message of Hanukkah. Now, talking about Hanukkah, we have our big annual, 10th annual menorah lighting, Chabad of Windsor, and this year as well, the Windsor Jewish Community Center, Hanukkah at the Mall, and it's going to be the menorah of a decade. We're going to showcase all the items over the last 10 years that the menorah has been made out of. Legos, coins, toys, mittens, food cans, pasta, police menorah, fire menorah, tile menorah, peace menorah, I mean, so on and so forth. So if you want to get involved, obviously we hope we're going to see everyone. It's on this Sunday, December 22nd at 4:30 at the Devonshire Mall near the Old Sears. Obviously there's going to be dreidels and donuts and fresh laxatives and crafts for the kids and the menorah lighting. Mayor Drew Dilkins will be there. Lisa Gretzky will be there. We're going to have some other dignitaries. That's going to be free admission for the whole community. Everyone is welcome. If you'd like to get involved and you want to help by donating the items, everything is going to go to Men United for God Food Bank. So you can help by donating Legos, coins, toys, mittens, scarves, socks, food cans, pasta. You can drop them off at the Shaar HaShemayim Synagogue, the JCC, Chabad. Bring them to the mall. And if you want to make a donation either for that and you want to earmark that specifically for Man United food, for food, the food bank, you just go onto our website, windsorchabad.com, and donate and write in the comments that it's for that, and we will make sure that that goes. So we hope we will see everyone. It's going to be an amazing turnout, beautiful, amazing event, and I look forward to seeing everyone, and it should be an amazing Hanukkah with a lot of light, and remembering that a lot of light dispels a lot of darkness.
Definitely. Rabbi, what about services this weekend?
So we have services Friday evening at 5 o'clock, Shabbat 9:30, Sundays 8:30, and then we're going to have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 7:15, because it's the holiday of Hanukkah. We have special services, and it's a great day to start, great way to start the day and the week, and you're off to the office right away.
That's it. Rabbi, I want to wish you Shabbat Shalom, and we will see you at the mall.
All right, we'll be there.
Sunday,
looking forward
4:30.
To seeing you.
Yeah. And again, it's at the food court.
No, it's near the Old Sears.
Okay, it's near the Old Sears. That's really important. Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
All right, Dylan. We'll see you. Have a Shabbat Shalom.
We'll see you Shabbat Shalom. Thank you.
Okay,
again.
Bye-bye.